This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from our Salem Media Group flagship radio stations in Tampa, Florida. And we are heard across America and some of America's great radio stations, too. Also across the Caribbean and streaming live on the Internet and satellite heard around the world. Now, a special shout-out goes, as always, to our active duty military and our veterans. And we also salute our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all of those helping with the coronavirus effort too, keeping us free and safe. To the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, janitors, maintenance, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, bus drivers, along with the roughnecks working on the oil rigs and those bridge tenders too. Thanks for all that you do. Now you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, or on Twitter at Captain's America, and of course our all new website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And joining us right now, our first guest would be none other than Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And hello, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
It is time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, the president meant business, and the surge is coming. He's sending more federal law enforcement officers over to Chicago, also to Albuquerque, because there is quite a gang presence there in Albuquerque, and other cities that are struggling from violent crime. We'll see what happens and when they get there, what it is they'll be doing.
Well, sure. And, you know, it's important to differentiate, by the way, Captain, that we keep hearing some of these mayors or governors refer to these agents as troops. You know, we keep hearing them called troops. They're not troops. In fact, somebody called them Trump's troops, which obviously is simply meant to try to exacerbate the situation. But these are federal agents. They're, you know, civilian law enforcement.
Part of a special task force.
Exactly. And so they are going in order to, number one, especially if they know exactly who is to blame for some of these different attacks and property damage and so forth, because in many cases the local police are not allowed to help them because of the city administrations, basically. So they're going in to do those kinds of things. And then also when you see, for example, when federal buildings, I think there was this in Portland, are being firebombed, you need to have some federal agents there in order to help protect those buildings. I think this is an answer from President Trump to those who are calling them stormtroopers, and he's saying, no, we're going to have law and order. That's it.
Well, you're absolutely right, and of course this is something that needs to be done. Millions of dollars worth of damage has already been done to some of the federal buildings, and it's got to stop. It's absolutely got to stop, and the way you do that is with overwhelming force. When they want to come at you with something like that, then you go right back at them with more force than what they got coming at you. Now, in the meantime, there's something else that's brewing right now. We have the Chinese have been caught once again red-handed this time harboring a military-linked biologist. She's a fugitive who I believe was the one that was involved at Harvard when the vials of the coronavirus were found in a shipment that was going to be taken back over to China from the United States, where they were working on the coronavirus here and there as well. And this woman that was arrested is a military officer who was here under false pretenses.
Well, that's right, Captain, and I believe there's some connection as well to the University of California at Davis. We're learning more about this particular person, Tang Yuan, if I'm pronouncing that correctly. She stated on her J-1 visa that she had never served in the Chinese military, essentially, but they found pictures of her in her People's Liberation Army uniform. So again, this is a lot to take in, because again, it shows that there's some very insidious things happening when it comes to covertly placing agents into the United States that have obvious military backgrounds who are here to garner information to send back to Beijing.
And good morning to everybody in the chat room. Let's see, we've got Steve in Thailand chiming in, saying people should school the naysayers regarding the federal agents and officers being put into problem child cities. The Patriot Act and the Freedom Act gave the Office of the President that authority. Well, that and more.
Right, yeah, and I think it was Eric, I think, who said that. Yeah, you're right.
Eric?
He's Eric in Seminole is chiming in, along with, I think, Wally, and Richard the Marine is there as well, I think. Exactly right. Exactly right. So just, you know, it's interesting, Captain, to see how these, some of these city governments, and especially the mayors, they can't get a handle on this, or they want to, they believe that somehow by sort of going along with a lot of these, anarchists, that somehow it's going to be okay for their city. Nothing could be further from the truth.
Well, this Mayor Lightfoot in, Chicago, after giving President Trump the, permission to send in these federal officers to assist, she turned around and she said, well, my people aren't going to cooperate with yours.
I think he's right.
Starting with the mayor. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch as we go along during the evening with Kyle Warren, amongst other things. When we come back, we got a lot more to talk about. We had a horrible murder last week here in Florida. I'm going to give you a little bit of the details and the ringleader and what there is about this guy. You won't believe what I'm going to tell you.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Guy. And this part of the program brought to you by our friends over at Relief Factor. Now, as most of you know, I've been taking Relief Factor for going on 4 years now, and it works for me. It's just that simple. Now, Relief Factor is part of an integrated health plan that helps the body reduce inflammation over time. And to get the best results, it needs to be taken regularly. And the Relief Factor Preferred Customer Plan makes it just that simple. The combination of ingredients, which are turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, help support the body's natural response to inflammation with it also lowers and eliminates the pain associated with exercise and everyday living. And the Relief Factor targets the underlying problem areas from four different metabolic pathways to alleviate pain at the source. Number one, it's 100% drug-free. Number two, 100% botanical and fish oil product made from the clinically developed formula that supports regulation of key enzymes and proteins. Number three, it supports a healthy response to inflammation and increases discomfort. Number four, it's convenient with individual packets. And number five, it supports healthy joints and muscles too. Now, you can get all of this by starting out with a 3-week quick start for $19.95. The 3-week quick start's $19.95. You go to the website relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain to find out more, to order the product there too. Now, all you got to lose is pain. Relieffactor.com/captain. Give it a try. Work for me. It'll probably work for you too. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, this next story is just out of mind, out of sight, gruesome. We had our Polk County Sheriff, we call him Florida Sheriff, and some people call him America Sheriff, Grady Judd, who's just a whale of an individual, and he said there was absolutely no reason why three young men that were headed to go fishing, which is one of their favorite fishing holes, were murdered by three suspects who were taken into custody yesterday in one of the most bizarre cases ever. They were beaten, then they were shot, and the ringleader of this group had been arrested 230 times in his 28-year lifetime. How was that guy out on the street?
Well, that is a question, Captain, that that Sheriff Judd tried to address, but like so many of us, he's simply saying he has no idea why that would be the case. He can't explain it. He said he basically had no explanation for that. So this is going to prompt, I think, a very, very thorough questioning of exactly how those set of circumstances came to be. But these three killers, Captain, are just absolute psychopaths. One of the things that, again, this is just a heartbreaking story of these three guys who went out to go fishing. There might have been some kind of altercation with one of them as the two other friends drove up to meet their friend at the lake. And that's when it all ensued. And these three suspects allegedly opened fire and killed them. But here's where the story really takes a bizarre turn. After they committed these horrible murders, it is said that they drove to McDonald's and ordered 10 double cheeseburgers. I mean, this, Captain, is just, it's evil isn't even a big enough word for this.
Well, again, there is no reason under the current law in Florida, after the third strike, that this person wasn't in jail. But 230 times he must have had all kinds of offenses tossed at him as a juvenile.
What one might think, exactly. And again, the sheriff, I think, was very just at a loss as to how this ever would have occurred. And I'm sure that he is going to not rest until he gets to the bottom of it, I'm sure.
Well, that's a court system, and that's a judge, and whoever that is needs to be replaced immediately, whoever that judge is, and let this guy walk.
Well, certainly, especially when there would seem to be obvious signs that someone is not okay to be released back into society under any circumstances. And I think the sheriff himself just talked about the pure evil. I think I have it right here. Yeah, I think he's saying this guy is evil in the flesh.
Yeah.
It says it all.
Now, we have a congressman in Illinois who has quite a storied past, and he came out yesterday and claimed that President Trump wants to be the Grand Wizard of the Ku Klux Klan, but this congressman has got a record of his own. He, the congressman, Bobby Rush, founded the Illinois Black Panthers, and he also has a history of making provocative comments, including last month when he likened Chicago's police union to the KKK.
Well, those are the sort of the buzz phrases that are used. And what this says to me, Captain, I mean, first of all, it's ridiculous on its face, first of all. And second of all, it really does show that the Democrats, this must be filtering down, that it's not looking good for them, that, people are not buying the anarchist, socialist sort of platform that they know is coming their way from Uncle Joe and the crazy Democrats. They realize this, so they're throwing things out there like Trump wants to instigate a race war and become the Grand Wizard. None of it makes any sense, but yet they think they're pushing buttons with it, and I think they're desperate.
What would you say if I told you that there's a poll out there that shows that only 8% of Americans want the schools to fully reopen? Would you believe that poll?
Well, it's interesting. It doesn't seem to jive with people that have told me about what they want to have.
Me either.
Schools. Yeah. Yeah, it is very interesting. Most parents that I've talked to or that I've heard tell of are very concerned about their kids staying in some kind of online distance learning model indefinitely, because they know that their kids are suffering some pretty good psychological, stress from this whole thing. And I think that's putting it mildly.
Yeah, and we've got one of our listeners, Lee, here in the Tampa Bay area, who's chiming in, and he's talking about, he's agreeing with us about the pure evil nature of this individual, the ringleader. And, of course, I just don't know what to say. 230 arrests and the guy was out on the street. How is that humanly possible based on all the things we know about the three strikes and you're out stuff?
Exactly. I mean, it plays much more like that Oliver Stone movie, Natural Born Killers, than it does, you know, something you'd see in a fantasy, like a film or something. But this is real life. And I heard the interview with the dad who talked to his son in his dying moment.
That's right.
What words can you even use? I mean, this shouldn't have had to happen. There's no reason on earth why this guy should be out and why these three young men should be dead. It just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. Now, Dr. Fauci came out and said the virus won't be eradicated, but the U.S. can still get it under control. Well, I think we pretty much all knew that.
Well, right. Yeah, it's almost virtually impossible. In this particular case, I think this is a little bit different than what we've seen getting rid of some other diseases like polio and things like that, but only because of the nature of the coronavirus family. But, yeah, I think most people have thought for a long time, we've got to find a way to live with this. And that's why I think they're always wondering about the constant re-shutdowns and things like that. I mean, if we're not going to, especially if we're all wearing masks and we're practicing social distancing, it should be okay, one would think. But, again, the idea of the vaccine is slowly but surely being taken away as a silver bullet.
The U.S. made a $1.95 billion deal for 100 million doses of the Pfizer vaccine. Now, that's a vaccine that's being developed as we speak.
Well, that's right, and that's part of what they call the Operation Warp Speed. Trying to get this thing, because it does take a long time to get a traditional vaccine up and running.
Normally, it's a couple of years or so.
Yeah, exactly. But here, of course, we have this real vested interest. This is a global phenomenon, a global event. And, I think you're going to have people who are going to want to take this vaccine pretty quickly if they feel it's going to get us back to normal.
All right. Now, we're fixing to go to a break. And, caller, I see you're on the line there. You hang on, and you're going to be the first one up when we come back for the break, because here comes the music. So, caller, you hold on that line, and we'll get right to you here. Kyle, you hang on, too. And, folks, I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch on a Thursday morning, a busy news morning. We've got a lot more stuff going on to talk about, so don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
This bloodshed must end. This bloodshed will end. Today I'm announcing a surge of federal law enforcement into American communities plagued by violent crime.
President Trump, speaking at the White House, says the explosion in violence leaves him no choice but to send in federal officers. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot has a message for Chicagoans.
And I'm calling on all Chicagoans that if you see something that doesn't look right, please don't hesitate to report it. Call 911. Call 311. We are going to remain diligent, and if we see any steps out of line, particularly with DHS or Border Patrol, we are not going to hesitate to take the president to court and stop any unconstitutional actions.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars, built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. In this portion of the program, my conversation with Kyle Warren, brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and the website, geico.com, G-E-I-C-O.com. Now, if you go over there and type in your zip code on the website, it'll ask you what you want to do, and if you want to get a quote on the vehicle that you're driving. Plus, if you want to find out how it's going to be cheaper, if you throw in your homeowner's policy or your renter's insurance policy, too, you get what's called a bundle. Then you'll find out how much money you can save with Geico. And I've been with them for 14 years, and they've saved me money every year I've been there because I do the cost comparisons just like everybody else. So, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. All right, let's go back. We got a couple of callers, and Kyle Warren, too. Okay, good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
We're going to go to the first caller, and here we go. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yes, this is Robert. From Atlanta, Georgia.
Yes, and good morning, Atlanta. How are you?
Fine. Very proud to be on the Salem Network.
Thank you, sir. What can we do for you?
Yeah. When are we going to finally, because you guys are military people, when are we going to, these liberals and leftists and Democrats, which are basically, these are saints. This is not who these are. These people are hardcore, keyword, global, progressive communists.
You're right.
Slash fascist. So when are we going to finally identify these people if we're going to defeat them?
All right. Well, I'll answer that question for you. I'm going to hang up here, and we'll answer the question doing this way because we do have another caller in the line. First of all, Kyle, can we start with the name George Soros?
Well, sure. That's
now,
right.
Can we start with the name of George Soros when he was a teenager, was actually turning in some of his neighbors, some of whom were Jews, that they loaded onto the boxcars and took off to the concentration camps? That's one of the guys.
Well, exactly, yeah.
And then we've got what's called the Bilderbergs, which is some of these other rich families in Europe, plus in the United States, that are all part of the Never Trump Network, that sort of thing. It's been rumored that there are people that we know in the United States, like Bill Gates and Warren Buffett and some other people that have a lot of money, more money than God, that are involved in this. But the big guy... Oh, and Tom Steyer, too. But the big guy that's always at the key of the conversation and number one is George Soros. He has put something like $15 or $20 billion into his group that's put money up for not only Antifa, but for Black Lives Matter and other very radical organizations.
Well, right. And their job is to create the chaos and set the stage for more violence and set the stage for, you know, essentially breaking down all of these different institutions in our society, and just take the peace away.
Right. What we need to do, Kyle, is we need to take away his ability to be able to operate financially in this country and say, that's it. Poland did it. We can do it. Okay, let's take the next caller. All right. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning, gentlemen. Dave in Arapahoe, Florida.
Hello there.
I'd like to remind everybody here in Florida that this is why the three gentlemen that were murdered is a good reason why the Florida legislature put in the gun laws about open carrying while you're going to fishing and coming home from fishing. You can open carry a weapon without a concealed carry, without a concealed carry permit.
That's correct. And by the way, I don't think these young men were armed at that time. They might have had...
No.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I don't believe they were at all. That's one reason all three are dead.
Yeah. And these people that did this deed, these suspects, I mean, how can somebody be arrested 230 times and still be out on the street?
Like Sheriff Judge said, he's just evil. And that's one reason why I conceal carry... every time I'm moving, going anyplace, I've got it with me.
Let me ask you a question. Are you wearing a face mask?
I do, yes, sir.
Okay, now what happened?
When I'm out going to Walmart this morning, I will put one on.
Okay, now I've heard that with the face mask on, the concealed carry permit is not any good anymore because you can't conceal your face. And is that true?
No, sir, that is false. You can wear a mask, and it's in the statutes that as long as you're not doing something illegal.
Okay.
If you're doing something illegal, then you shouldn't be carrying a firearm anyway.
That's right. Okay, well, I'll go with it, and thank you very much for your call, and I'm glad you called in, my friend. All right,
thank you, Captain.
All right, thank you. All right, and Kyle, because I heard that yesterday from somebody that they said to me, they said, well, you know, my concealed permit's no good. And I said, well, why is it no good? And they said, because I'm wearing a mask. And when you wear a mask, you're supposed to have your face open. Well, we just heard the discussion from a concealed carry holder.
Yeah, and that does seem to really make sense because even so, if it's a mandated thing, mm-hmm. It's a pandemic, I mean, there may be some extenuating circumstances there. But I appreciate Dave's explanation very much. You know, if you're not doing something illegal, then you're in the clear.
Now, there's something else going on here. When you talk about Stranger Than Truth, we've got this prosecutor in St. Louis. Now, this is a person who got elected with money given to her from George Soros' PAC. And we know that. We know that she got money from George Soros, and he gave a lot of district attorneys and people in the lower end of government because everything starts, you know, at the local level and goes up from there. He gave a lot of people money to get them elected.
Well, exactly right. Yeah, but she is really, you know, she's in the spotlight now, but I think under a lot of scrutiny, this whole thing is probably going to fall apart. At least it should.
Well, yeah, because it's going nowhere. And there's lawyers that are chomping at the bit that want to get into this case because they're going to own this district attorney and probably the city of St. Louis for allowing this woman to bring these charges forth. But anyway, the St. Louis prosecutor ordered experts to reassemble Patrick McCloskey's or Patricia McCloskey's gun. That's the woman who had the gun that was not capable of being fired. And she wanted it taken apart and put back together again to see whether or not that was accurate. Because obviously if you point a gun at somebody and it's not a gun and it won't fire, then guess what? You're not pointing a loaded weapon at somebody, which is what the charge is.
Well, right, and evidently they had repositioned the firing pin, as I understand, to make it inoperable, and that now it looks like the prosecutor ordered the lab experts to reassemble that gun and then presumably reassemble it in the correct fashion where it would be considered operable. But, you know, Captain, as we talked about, this case, you know, really is falling apart, and we know why they're bringing this. But even Alan Dershowitz has weighed in on this. And Alan,
oh, yeah.
And Alan Dershowitz, has been saying, no, it was completely legal what they did, not only under the Second Amendment, but also under what we've been talking about.
The Castle Doctrine.
Yep. That's right. So if people come onto your property and you're trying to defend yourself or warn them off, that's not keeping them from protesting. But if the protesters come into a privately gated community, that's not the public thoroughfare. That's somebody else's property. And so, again, this is so political, and it's a one-sided thing.
Uh-huh.
And I think under scrutiny, it will disintegrate.
Right. And Mr. McCloskey himself, he had the long gun, and it wasn't even loaded.
Well, that's exactly right. And so, you know, again, somebody can say, well, it looks like a gun, so that's scary and this kind of thing. But having a large number of people begin to threaten you about taking your life, killing your pet, things like that can be pretty scary in and of itself.
By the way, have you ever watched a video of a Donald Trump event where he's speaking?
Well, sure, yeah.
Have you ever noticed the thousands of people that are listening or watching, pardon me, his event, you know, Facebook events and all that? Have you ever noticed that?
Right, right.
Well, here's one for you. Joe Biden had an event today. He was talking to some black women and asking questions and this, that, and the other. 26 people, 26 watched that live event.
Yeah, it didn't have something to do with the SEIU or something like that. Yeah, it's,
yeah. 26 people.
26.
I would give up and say, that's it, I'm done. What an embarrassment.
No kidding.
Phew. All right, well, hold that thought, and folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, as we take a look at our first Truckers Highway and Byway report. And yeah, we got some weather to report. And guess what? We got a couple of storms headed towards the Gulf. One of them is in the Gulf, and the other one is coming towards the Gulf. I'll be right back. We'll tell you all about them. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Survival food alert and a quick heads up. In an emergency situation, there may be a time you need to have an easy-to-transport, easy-to-conceal, almost perfect food to survive. You'd want a food that is so nutritionally dense that a couple of tablespoons per day is all you need to live on. And by that, I mean truly living well, staying smart, even strong for extended periods of time. So if you're looking for a standalone, super dense, superfood, or you just like to protein up your own food supplies, check this out. This superfood has 58 times the bioavailable iron of spinach, chock full of B vitamins, twice the chlorophyll of wheatgrass, 25 times the antioxidant power of carrots, and the phenolic phytonutrient compounds? Well, 31 times more than blueberries, a whopping 700 times more than apples. Go to BlueGreenBooster.com, BlueGreenBooster.com. Get maximum nutrition with minimum weight and bulk. BlueGreenBooster.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, indeedy. And we're getting ready to do the Highway and Byway Report for all the truckers across the country. And let me just tell you that it's always brought to you by your Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. Not your daddy's truck stop anymore. The largest truck stop chain in the country, Pilots and Flying J's. Stop by and find out why. All righty, here we go. Sort of, kind of.
Started with a little kiss like that.
righty, that's Aerosmith, and that's getting the blood going there today. I thought I would just play a little something to wake everybody up, and I did. Here we go, and we're going to get going here on the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. I'm going to bring Kyle Warren in here, and I'm going to make this statement here that I'm looking at on the weather statement here, Kyle. Strong to severe thunderstorms are possible across parts of the northern mid-Atlantic and southern New England regions today, as well as over the northern plains and northern Rockies and high plains. There is a critical fire risk over parts of the Great Basin, a disturbance over the Gulf of Mexico. That's disturbance number one, tropical disturbance number eight, I believe is what they're calling it. And there's also, besides the thunderstorms and showers that are associated with that in the Gulf, there's also another storm that's about a week behind it coming down the slot south of Puerto Rico, south of Cuba. Looks like it's going to sneak in the back door to the Gulf that way. Go ahead.
Well, that's right, Captain. And out west, California is looking pretty clear, at least here in Southern California. We've got some pleasant weather. Could still have some high temperatures out in the desert. But the good news is, as we're looking at the maps tonight, those large areas which covered so much of the western United States on yesterday's program, those big fire weather watches are now starting to dissipate, and we're seeing them localized primarily in eastern Nevada and western Utah. So as you're going up I-15 towards Provo, you're going to have that fire weather warning. Las Vegas doesn't seem to be encompassed by it, but also in eastern, southeastern Oregon and southwestern Idaho, we've also got a fire weather warning. But the big story right now, Captain, is the flash flood watches going on near Phoenix and all around Tucson. And what they are expecting is they're expecting some heavy rainfall over the Bighorn burn scar that is expected to potentially create some flash floods in those areas. So if you're in that area, if you're in the Rincon Mountains, including Mount Lemmon, Summerhaven, southeast of Pinal County, including Kearney, Mammoth, Oracle, Tucson, the Tucson metro area, and Green Valley and Vail, then you want to be careful with these flash flood warnings.
All right. Now, in Colorado, we've got some foul air there, some poor air quality alerts east of Denver going towards Nebraska again and about 50 miles east out of Denver on I-70. Now, I'm going to drift right down to the Gulf right away because we've got Tropical Depression number 8. Now, as it stands right now, maximum sustained winds with that puppy are 30 miles an hour. There is a possibility it could develop into a very small tropical storm with the winds, but this one is going to have rain and lots of it all the way from Houston on down to Brownsville, Texas, and might go a little bit further to the east towards Louisiana, but right now it's pretty much zoned in on that area, that large cone of uncertainty between Houston and Brownsville with rain. We're going to talk about in feet, because of how long this thing has been brewing coming across the Gulf of Mexico.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain, and we do have those high temperatures in the Gulf, the water temperatures themselves.
90 degrees.
Yeah, and that can help power up this storm as well. And you're right, even 12 inches or more of rain is anticipated, and so it's definitely going to be a rainmaker. So even if it's not a named storm, it's time to get all of your articles together and be ready for any kind of this major weather event.
Now, the one that we really need to watch is about a week away from getting anywhere near the Gulf, and that would be Tropical Storm Gonzalo. It's already a 60-mile-an-hour storm about halfway across the southern Atlantic Ocean. It's in some very warm weather, and there's nothing really that's going to keep it from developing as it moves across towards Haiti, south of Haiti, and south of Puerto Rico. The sustained pressure, I was looking at where it was yesterday and where it is today. It's down to 998 millibars, which means it is strengthening. And it is moving straight west at 10 miles per hour, which means that if it doesn't slow down, looking at where it's at and how long it'll take for it to get near the Gulf. It's about 7 days away from being a little bit more definitively lined up as to where it may or may not come. Now, this is going to be, in my opinion, a major storm because of the fact it's going to be out over all that warm water with nothing to really slow it down, and the winds are just going to keep picking up and picking up and picking up and picking up.
Well, that's right, Captain. Some of them anticipated right now 60 to 80 miles per hour as it continues its trek westward, but we all know that those winds are going to pick up, as you said, and could be in over 100 or more.
Well, I think this is going to be a major hurricane, the first one of the year coming into the Gulf, and all bets are off when that happens because, again, the water temperature in the Gulf of Mexico is a very steady 90 degrees from one side to the other, and that is just like taking gasoline and dumping it on a fire.
That's exactly right, and I expect they'll send the hurricane hunters in, try and get some...
They've already been in. They're also going to go on this tropical depression number 8 today again and see what's going on.
Exactly, and again, along the Texas coastline, get ready because it's a lot of rain.
Yeah, for tropical depression number 8, and that'll be there this weekend. So you'll be seeing rain here. And by the way, there's some rain that's probably already started along the shore, by the looks of this. We also got some water that's being kicked up, but there'll be a storm surge with the first one. The surge won't be so much the rain, just the general rain in all those low-lying areas. There's a lot of low areas from Houston on down to Brownsville right there, and they're definitely going to be inundated.
Exactly right, yes.
Yeah. Now, I need to tell everybody that the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by your pilot and Flying J. Now, you know, if you haven't been in a pilot travel center lately, let me tell you something. You're in store for a surprise. You're liable to walk into one with a McDonald's or an Arby's or a Wendy's or a full-service Dairy Queen with the ice cream and their full food menu, too. Could be a Pizza Hut. Could be a Subway, Taco Bell. Could even be a Kentucky Fried Chicken or a Chester's Chicken. Or could even be a full-service Dunkin' Donuts shop, which is now surprising the heck out of people because they're not just selling donuts anymore. They're selling food. And, I mean, they've got breakfast. They've got a not too bad of a lunch with lunch sandwiches in there. And then, of course, that continues over into the nighttime. But I'll tell you what, if you haven't been in a Dunkin' Donuts lately, go check out the new ones. You're going to be pleasantly surprised.
Absolutely, Captain. And also, of course, at the Flying J and Pilot, don't they have the showers and the things that,
yeah,
that they can, other services that they provide as well?
Yep, it's your home away from home. Go in there, grab yourself a shower, get your laundry done. You got, of course, the television room and all that sort of stuff. And it's all there for you, for the professional driver and the people out on the road. So there you go. Kyle, hold that thought. And, folks, I'll be right back after the top of the hour with another great, great, great bunch of news stories. Christopher Steele's in the news again. The GOP is in the news for something. CNN's in the news. And the New York City Police got rid of the autonomous center that they were trying to set up again, like the hippie dippies were a few months ago. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.